Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Angry Voicemail.
Hey, Julie, this is Kathy. I was wondering if you could call me back because we need to discuss something. Something that you told Stephanie's mother about me, that I was mental. Well, you're fucking C-mental, bitch. You hang around Norma and you hear that stuff. You don't know what went on at that hospital, and you don't know what I went through. Your mother was part of our family. You aren't, bitch. You understand me, you fucking whore. Now, you want mental, you got mental. And you will see, I'll tell you what, I don't want none of you at any funerals for me or Mary or any of my kids. Anybody dies, keep your asses away. You and that whore, Brandy, that used to be a little whore when she was 12 years old. She was fucking people up in Notre Dame, fucking guys. How do you like that, Julie? She was giving blowjobs. Yeah, and that's a fact. That is a fact. She's a little whore. And she still is. And you are too. You're just a big, fat lump of whore. You big Amazon. You with your little cutesy husband, you stupid bitch.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, taking a pro-racist stance on Instagram is a bold move, plus draping dead bloody animals on your enemy's gravestone, and building a guitar out of the skeleton of your dead relatives. All this coming up today.
Push tab on my Twitter sheet.
Okay, I love shit, man. I love shit.
Welcome to 1-800-ASSHOLE.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Christian now fears his flatulence.
Rape my boy pussy. Rape my boy pussy.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks. Tim back here with you for the Wednesday show. Got a good one for you today. Let me just preempt everything I was going to talk about. Because Level 80 Cat Lady has given herself an enema, and we have the results of that right here. I don't know if she gave herself an enema for some upcoming medical procedure, a scoping of some sort. With all of her health problems, I wouldn't doubt it. I didn't bother to ask, because when someone offers to send audio of their enema shits, you don't ask questions, you just say yes. I would like that very much. So here is what Level 80 produced in the toilet. We're positioning the mic and just letting it go. Honestly, it doesn't sound like there's much in her. It's more gas than anything. Level 80 Cat Lady, next time I would like to hear more solids or preferably liquids come out of you. Do better. But still, thank you for recording your bowel movement for me. Moving on, I'd like to talk about Amy and Tammy Slayton, also known as the 1,000-pound sisters. They have their own TLC show, but we've been featuring them for years prior to them becoming huge Hollywood stars. Before they got their TV show, they were just YouTubers. In the first season, Amy got the surgery, the gastric bypass surgery, lost a lot of weight. She's down to like 290 pounds, which is a lot still, but it's less than Tammy, who is weighing upwards of 600. She can barely get up and walk, obviously. She takes a few steps and she's out of breath. She's got to have people pushing her around. Basically doing everything for her. She lives right next door to the now svelte Amy. One of the reasons why Amy wanted to get the weight loss surgery is because she's married and she wants to eventually have kids. Now, it hasn't even been a year since her weight loss surgery. The doctor said, the last thing you should do right now is get pregnant. Whatever you do, don't get pregnant. You're still too fat. You're losing weight. You just had this fucking surgery. It's dangerous for you and the baby. So guess what Amy did? Bitch got pregnant. On a recent episode, she went to the doctor to get the baby checked out. Everything seemed to be going okay. And then this music started playing.
I'm really hurting, baby. I'm really hurting, Dad.
Yes, something bad is happening. And back to the hospital they go. Amy says she's not feeling well, her stomach hurts, something's wrong with the baby. On the screen, it says 2 weeks after Amy's ultrasound, she woke up with severe pain and an accelerated heartbeat. On the way to the hospital, she says,
I'm headed to the ER right now because I'm in blinding pain. I don't know if it's a contraction or not, but I just want to go get checked out, make sure everything's okay with the baby. It really, really hurts. I can't explain it. Much it hurts.
You couldn't wait another fucking year to load up your cunt with baby batter. Meanwhile, big fat Tammy sitting on the front porch. Oh, no, she is the front porch. She's sitting outside. She, you know, knew that Amy was going to the hospital. And here's the thing. Tammy hates the idea that Amy is pregnant. Because, you know, Tammy's 700 pounds, can't do anything for herself. If this baby comes out, Amy's going to want to, you know, take care of it and not Tammy. Who's going to wipe Tammy's ass and fetch her food buckets?
Amy went to the ER this morning. I'm waiting to hear what happened, why she went to the hospital. If she's okay.
Isn't there like a little bit of glee in her voice? She has a high voice, but it's never that high.
I don't know why Amy's going to the hospital. She said her tummy hurt. I hope nothing's wrong with that baby, that thing that is going to ruin my life. Maybe she'll have to get an abortion.
Could have been something to do with the baby. It could have been something to do with her surgery because she's been eating stuff she wasn't supposed to be eating. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. She got pregnant and now she's eating anything she wants, and her excuse is like, well, the baby wants it, you know? I think that's the real reason why the doctor who did the surgery on her told her not to get pregnant, because he knew she was going to use that as an excuse to eat. A few hours later, Tammy finally gets Amy on the phone, and Amy is freaking the fuck out.
No, you're not on life support. What?
Amy's on life support. This is a life or death situation now.
You're not done. What the f*** are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear that because it was very quiet, but Amy's saying she's too young to die.
Amy. The baby is making you sick. Amy.
Yeah, baby's making you sick. You got to get that thing out. Rip it right out. Let's just pretend this never happened. I will be your baby. Well, Amy hung up on Tammy, or she died. Okay, she didn't die. As a matter of fact, Amy was back home 4 hours later. Here they are, returning.
I'm back.
What happened? What did I say?
Did she lose the baby?
I ate too much Chinese food.
Yes, that's why she was in the emergency room. She had fucking Chinese food for breakfast and got indigestion. Guys, she can't help it. That's what the baby wanted for breakfast.
I ate some Chinese food for breakfast and it shot my high blood pressure up and stuff.
Wow. No, you know you're not supposed to eat that for breakfast. You're not supposed to eat it in general, but...
I ate it last night.
I know that. You ate.
She had it last night and for breakfast.
Ate it twice right in a row. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Tammy, the 600 to 700 pound woman, is giving nutrition advice to her sister.
I was just trying to finish my leftovers. That's scary.
You thought you were dying, bitch. I'm too young to die.
This bitch went to the ER for Chinese food. I wanted to kick her butt. She should have knew better.
So that's all it was. So no more Chinese food.
Chinese is my favorite food, so I gotta make a healthier option. Maybe use cauliflower and put it in the General Chow sauce.
All right, listen, I can't anymore with these two. General Chow sauce. Fucking morons, both of them. Moving on now. I gotta say thanks to DV listener and Discord user, Rural Gaming. he or she has introduced me to someone who I feel might possibly be a brand new U-tard. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Beverly Kaufman. She's got a lot to say, lots of opinions floating around her head that she just needs to get out.
Good afternoon, my YouTube fans. I was just watching stupidity shit on Facebook about black people taking black paint and painting the damn fucking street. And they go on like this with rollers. Oh, they hate us, they hate us, they hate us. No! The only people that hate you is yourself. You're not going through the bullshit that the Jews are going, that us Jews are going through, you jackasses.
Yes. Beverly here says that the Jews have had it much worse than black people. And she doesn't like all this Black Lives Matter stuff being painted on the streets.
Jackasses?
You jackasses!
Try to be in Jewish shoes. Try to be in us Jewish people's shoes. And then you know what all hate is about. We've been going through the hatred and the bullshit since Jesus' days, and Jesus is Jewish.
Now, I don't doubt that Jews have had their fair share of struggles. But it's just so much easier to hate on black people. You know, just by the way they walk and talk and act. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying it's easier to target a black person because you can see a difference, right? They have darker skin. So I hear. I am colorblind. I don't even know what color I am. That's how not racist I am. Meanwhile, with the Jews, you can't always spot them just by the way they look. Sometimes they don't have large... You know what? I'm not even going to go there. If some people might say Jewish people have certain physical characteristics that would make them easy to spot, you know what? Well, non-Jews have them too. Some. See what I'm saying? Like, just because someone you think might look like a Jew, whatever that means, they might not be a Jew. And some people who don't have any Jewish-like features, again, whatever those are, they could be Jewish. But when it comes to black, right, if you see someone with black skin, chances are they're black. It's just easier to target them. That's what I'm saying. I feel like I've already said that, and then I sort of got into a whole mess of Jew talk, which could get me into trouble. And then I circle back to the black thing. All right, whatever. So here we go. This woman is just saying that the Jews have had it worse. I don't know if that's true or not.
Hate is about. We've been going through the hatred and the bullshit since Jesus' days, and Jesus is Jewish. He's not any other kind. He's not Catholic. He's not Christian. He's Jewish. So get it through your thick head.
Are you trying to say black people have thick heads? That's racist, m'lady.
You're not being going through anything that us Jews aren't going through. Us Jews are going through more than you're going through, jackasses. You guys are way out of your picking mind head.
Your cotton picking mind? Oh my god, you are a racist cunt.
Well, they hate us, they hate us, they hate us, they hate us. You don't see us Jews doing that.
That's pretty much what your entire video is about. But okay.
You know what? It's about time. It's about time.
About time someone taught you black people a lesson.
That us Jewish people fight back. We're gonna fight back! And we're gonna beat the shit out of you, all you Jewish haters! We're gonna fight back! And we're gonna beat the shit out of all you Jewish haters! We're gonna fight back! We're gonna beat the shit out of all you Jewish haters because we're gonna fight back!
Holy shit!
Yes!
What are you gonna do?
We're gonna fight back!
Yeah! When do you want it?
We're gonna fight back! I don't give a fuck about you black people right now because we are being picked on. All us Jews people are being picked on.
Who is even messing around with Jews right now? I mean, again, I'm not Jewish, So I don't know what your daily struggle is like, but I know it's not as bad as other minorities.
More than you black people. You black people are so fucking ridiculous right now. I'm so sick of it. Us Jewish people are getting more picked on than you Jewish people, than you black people. We've been getting picked on.
You might be getting picked on more, but I think black people are getting killed more by the cops.
This is the day Jesus walked this earth. And you black people think you got it worse than us?
I love this woman. I could just listen to her talk all day. As long as she does it in that screaming voice of hers.
Ooh, you're highly fucking mistaken. Us Jewish people have it worse than you. We can't even walk the streets in New York City without somebody wanting to attack us.
I don't think that that's true. There are a lot of Jewish people in New York City. That's kind of where, like, the center of the Jewish population is.
And smack us in the back of the head. We can't even go shopping.
No, it would be one thing. You can't go shopping. It would be one thing if this woman was, like, in the, like, the middle of fucking Kansas or something.
At ShopRite in Bayshore. Without somebody wanting to jump and beat the shit out of us. And it's your kind, black people, beating the shit out of us, white Jewish people!
To be fair, it's the black person doesn't want to beat you up because you're Jewish. They want to do it because you're white.
And Bayshore! And Slap and Shop! Your kind beat the hell out of my friend! And you think you got it worse than us? Well, fuck you, black people!
Well, that pretty much sums it up, I think. Thoughts from a very devout Jewish person.
Fuck you! You think you got it worse than the Jews? Fuck you! The Jews have it worse than you!
This would make a great remix. I don't know, put it to music.
You don't have it worse than us Jewish people. We have it worse than you. Your kind, your kind. Three black men beat the hell out of my friend because why? She was white and Jewish. That's why they beat the hell out of her. I found out through the grapevine that they beat the hell out of her because she's white and Jewish.
You don't even know firsthand. You heard it through the grapevine?
Out of her because she's white and Jewish. You black people hate us white people. We're fighting back. If no other Jewish person wants to stand behind me, I'm going to fight you all.
Yeah, good luck with that, honey. This woman was found dead in the streets 2 days later. Ding. What an amazing find. Thank you so much, Rural Gamer. Moving on, this year will mark the 10th anniversary to what is considered one of the worst songs ever recorded. A song that has racked up over 149 million listens and is still kind of catchy as fuck. I'm talking about Rebecca Black's Friday.
It's ticking on and on, everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. I see my friends kicking in the front seat.
We all know the song, right? Well, to celebrate the 10th anniversary, Rebecca has released a new version of the song featuring Dorian Electra, Big Frida, and 303. Oh, what the hell happened to 303? Here is Rebecca Black's new Friday remix. The whole song is like this. It's like they tried to figure out how to make Friday worse than the original. Let me just fast forward to the part where other artists come in.
7:45, I'm driving on the highway.
What do you call this type of music? It's like really loud and kind of glitchy. It's almost like if you could hear strobe lights. I'm fast forwarding now to the part where 303 comes in. so much auto in this song, right? It's fucking Friday. F-R-I-D-A-Y. That's Big Frida. That's a dude, right? All right, listen. That's quite enough. There's a lot going on in this music video. If you want to check it out, I will link to it. If you suffer from epilepsy, I strongly suggest you just pass on this video. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a bit of an update for you. A couple weeks ago, we played audio of a girl live streaming, and she was making fun of another girl who had cancer. You remember that, right? Dude, you're wearing a wig. That's hilarious. Cancer girl gotta get her chemo. You know, stuff like that. Well, she's back after she was booted off from YouTube. Yeah, she got banned. I'm not sure where she's streaming this. It could be Twitch. It could be Instagram. Who knows?
This is exactly why the fuck I believe in racism. The fucking goddamn fucking Germans. Fucking Mexican ass fucking poverty scammers. Fucking pretzel up their ass motherfucking retarded ass fucking stupid ass Nazi ass fucking Germans. This is why racism is good. This is why I fucking believe in racism.
This has nothing to do with the cancer girl, by the way. She's not like addressing that issue. She's just, you know, being an awful person.
Germans. This is why race.
The Scrod Media Network is in advanced talks to give her a show of her own.
Is good. This is why I fucking believe in racism. I mean, look at this shit. Like, fuck you if you think, oh, I'm a bad person for racism. Fucking poverty scammer Mexicans. Fucking Nazi ass terrorist ass fucking Ku Klux Klan ass motherfucking concentration camp ass. Fucking retarded Germans fucking attacking my channel. Fuck you.
Who is attacking her channel? Mexicans or the German Nazis? It sounds like everyone is against her.
I'm fucking racist.
Hold on. She's wearing a Sailor Moon shirt.
Fucking retarded Germans fucking attacking my channel. Fuck you. Yeah, I'm fucking racist. The fuck? Who in the fuck wouldn't be racist? After the shit, look at how the fuck Mexicans act. They're poor fucking scammers. Who in the fuck would support poor fucking scammers? Germans, they're fucking terrorists. Who would support those fucking bastards?
That Jewish lady at the top of the show was wrong. It's not the Jews that have it bad. It's not the blacks. It's wealthy young white girls. They're the ones really struggling.
Attack my channel. Who would support those fucking worthless racists? Racists, yeah. Fuck not being racist. Yeah, I'm racist.
All right, well, there you go. She has made her statement. We look forward to her being kicked off of yet another service. Ting. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Drained. We've been through so much. There was so much screaming on today's program already. Listen, if you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up and supporting this nonsense. Every week we do new exclusive shows just for paying freaks. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Believe it or not, Distorted View Daily was one of the first podcasts in the world. Podcasting really started in 2004, and that's when DV popped up on the scene. Yeah, we were at the tail end of 2004. But still, how many of those shows are still around? We've done thousands of daily programs. You get access to them all when you sign up for the Sideshow. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Again, check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Sideshow freaks are the reason this show is able to continue, so thank you so much. Other ways to support the program, we do have a Patreon account, and that helps out. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there, patreon.com/distortedview. I do personal posts, personal podcasts. I was experimenting with some animation, cartoon stuff. If you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line, so there's some perks over there. Again, patreon.com/distortedview. Thank you to all of my patrons and sideshow freaks. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, you may have heard about this one. The video went viral. a virtual courtroom hearing came to an abrupt stop in Southwest Texas on Tuesday.
We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas. Here we go.
That's right. An attorney inadvertently appeared on screen as a computer-filter-generated cat, which apparently is a new feature of Zoom. This was such a bad idea on Zoom's part. Zoom, I think, is looking forward to what happens to their company and their software after the pandemic. Thanks to the coronavirus, Zoom is a household name. We were all using Zoom for meetings, doctor's appointments. Everywhere was using Zoom. That, in turn, means everyone had to use Zoom, including people who are not very technically savvy. There's already been so many mishaps with just the basic Zoom app. Before they started adding bells and whistles, people were accidentally recording themselves, taking their laptop into the bathroom while they piss and shit. That journalist was masturbating on Zoom. People forgot to mute themselves. Now you can add like Snapchat filters. And this news story is just a preview of what's to come. The mundane civil forfeiture hearing took a hilarious turn when the county attorney, Rod Ponton, arrived in Zoom court in the form of a fluffy white and brown cartoon kitten. For about 30 awkward seconds, Ponton struggled to remove the filter. With other lawyers on screen smiling, 394th Judicial District Judge Roy Ferguson tried to walk Ponton through the keystrokes needed to remove the filter. Ponton said he was ready to proceed even in his feline form. In case you haven't seen the video, here's some of the audio. What happened?
Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to...
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you.
As he's talking, the cat's mouth moves and its eyes dart around.
Hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Please let the record show I am not, in fact, a cat.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that. I think if you click the up arrow next to...
Yeah, that's the start of the tech support portion of this trial. The judge later tweeted out a video of the Zoom call and said, if a child used your computer before you join a virtual hearing, check the Zoom video options to be sure filters are off. This kitten just made a formal announcement on a case in the 394th. Ponton said he was forced to use his secretary's computer because the office was in the midst of a move. If I could make everyone laugh at my expense, I'm happy to do that, Ponton said. It's an example of what can happen in our computer-connected world.
Look, I'm just trying to make a Zoom call here. This isn't supposed to be rocket science. I don't know what generation you're from.
The judge said the lawyers are like millions of other Americans trying to make the best of unconventional work settings caused by the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. These fun moments are a byproduct of the legal profession's dedication to ensuring... Yes, yes, you're all professionals. You're doing God's fucking work. Everyone involved handled it with dignity, and the filtered lawyer showed incredible grace. True professionalism all around.
I'm a live person. I am not, in fact, a cat.
Just want you all to understand that. Second story we have for you today. A man has turned his dead uncle's skeleton into a guitar.
Oh, my God. That's totally metal.
Hardcore, yeah.
Check out the chapter artwork. This guitar is insane looking. The old man, the dead man's rib cage, like intact. A man known as Prince Midnight. My God, this dude's name is also totally metal. Yeah. Yes, Prince Midnight has constructed a functioning guitar from the skeleton of his dead uncle. In Midnight's native Greece, cremation is frowned upon within the nation's Orthodox Christian Church. His uncle Philip, who died in a car accident 20 years ago, requested that his skeleton be donated to a local college for educational purposes. After the college no longer had the need for the skeleton and his family refused to have him cremated, Midnight filled out extensive paperwork to have Philip's bones sent to his home here in the United States rather than pay for cemetery space. When he saw that old sack of bones, his creative juices began to flow. He attached a guitar neck, pickups, volume knobs, a jack, strings, and electronics to the bones of Philip's torso to make a fully functioning electric guitar. The guitar totally works. I've got some audio here of Prince Midnight playing his dead uncle's bones. Yeah, I don't know if that sounds good or not. I know he's going to look bitchin' up on stage, rocking out, holding onto a skeleton guitar. Midnight said, I got the box of bones from Greece and I didn't know what to do at first. Bury them? Cremate them? Put them in the attic? All seemed like poor ways to memorialize someone who got me into heavy metal. So I decided to turn my uncle into a guitar, which proved to be challenging. I did a lot of research and no one has ever made a guitar out of a skeleton, so I did. I started consulting with two guys in Dean Guitar's woodshop in Tampa, fucking Florida, of course, but they got cold feet. Anyway, now Uncle Philip can shred for all eternity. That's how he would have wanted it. I'm super proud of the project and how it serves to honor him, his life, and his influence on me. Prince Midnight's creation rivals that of Stig Petersen, bassist slash vocalist of Danish rock band DAD, who went viral in 2018 for his latest bizarre instrument, which resembled a giant iPhone. Oh yeah, I'm looking at a picture of that right now. I mean, it looks kind of cool. You know, there's like the neck of the guitar and then it flares out into this giant iPhone with what appears to be a working screen on it. Don't get me wrong, that's neat and all, but it's not fucking heavy metal, like playing the ribcage of your uncle's skeleton. Desecrating a corpse is metal! Yeah! Final story we have for you today. It's a short one. An elderly man in Arkansas is accused of leaving more than a dozen dead animals on an old neighbor's grave. Guessing he did not get along with his neighbor when his neighbor was alive, and this old fart wants to keep the feud going in the afterlife. If you ask me, that's pretty metal, yeah! That's even more metal than playing a bone guitar. Joseph Stroud, 79, agreed to a plea deal, lowering his charge from a felony to a simple misdemeanor. He's accused of causing more than $2,500 in damages to a former neighbor's headstone by staining it with the blood of dead animals. Stroud was arrested back in August after he was caught on surveillance video dressed in overalls and a woman's wig. He was doing this shit undercover, placing dead animals on the headstone. He was charged with defacing objects of public respect. This might be a distorted view update. The news story kind of sounds familiar, and I'm looking at this guy in a wig holding a dead animal. Kind of rings a bell. According to a probable cause report filed in the Circuit Court of Benton County, the granddaughter of Fred Allen McKinney contacted police in July after she and her family began finding dead animals on her grandfather's grave 2 months prior. She told police then that her grandfather and Stroud, who had farms next to each other with a shared boundary for several years, never got along with one another. I feel like this guy, Joseph Stroud, is a sore winner. It's over. You outlived him. You're the victor. You never have to argue with him again about your property lines. Sit back and relax now. Some people just can't. Like, I think this guy probably really enjoyed the arguing and the fighting. It kept him active and feisty. Now he's got nothing to do. So he's, you know, he's still trying to fight with this guy by draping dead bloody animals over his headstone. All right, she told police that her grandfather and Stroud, who had farms next to each other, never really got along. As part of the plea agreement, Stroud must also surrender his driver's license because of his mental health. Stroud was given a one-year suspended sentence and will have to pay more than $2,500 in victim restitution. I want to hear from this guy, Joseph Stroud. Why did you do this? I was looking at the previous news story about this from back in August, which we may or may not have read on the podcast. This was back when he was caught. Apparently, they removed 16 dead animals from the grave since the incident started. One animal, which had been draped over the monument to their grandfather, stained the headstone brown. As a matter of fact, if you look at the chapter artwork, yeah, I tracked that down. What a fun visual addition to that news story. At the time of the arrest, Stroud denied any involvement. I'm not going to tell you it was me because it wasn't, he allegedly told police. Stubborn old dude. All right, that, my friends, is your... What's that? I've got some late-breaking financial news. We now go to senior money analyst Tim Henson, standing by. Tim? Thank you very much, Tim. How are the kids doing, by the way? They're doing great. How are yours? I'm single. Really? No, I thought you were married with kids. No, that's you, Tim, not me. You. You don't have anyone? No, I don't. I'm lonely. That's why I drink myself to sleep every night. Can't you see these big bags under my eyes? My red, blotchy skin? I'm an alcoholic. That makes a lot of sense, Tim. It sure does, Tim. All right. Looking forward to your report. Let's do this. Bitcoin had a stellar 2020. If you've invested in cryptocurrency, this year might be a good year to get the fuck out of it and look forward to the future of investments. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Fox 5 News, who recently filed a story about Elon Musk putting his weight behind a unique form of payments.
And it may soon be accepted as a form of payment for Tesla cars.
Matt King tells us how the huge move by Elon Musk could further launch Bitcoin into the financial mainstream.
Digital money is out. Crypto corn is in. I'm dumping all my money into Bitcoin, virtual cobs, digital high fructose corn currency. I can't wait to count my millions of kernels. The future is corn. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. He ended the news segment with a little news bloopy. Many ways to contact the show. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. You can always email me, show at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. We've got a Discord where all the freaks are hanging out. Yada, yada, yada. All right, so we've got some patrons checking in today.
Hey, Tim. Hey, everybody else. I'm calling because in the Discord, we have the Anus Check channel, and you can go in there and talk about your poop or your hemorrhoids or whatever.
See, when I... the few times I popped in over there into the Anus Check channel... there was more than just talk going on. I saw pictures of people's bowel movements. I'm pretty sure I saw your hemorrhoids at some point, lovely cat lady.
So recently, last Thursday, I went to the doctor because I hadn't shit in 2 weeks, and I'm not exaggerating, but people think I am. So she looked at me and she touched my tum-tum and said, yeah, everything's moving and working, but it's just very slow or whatever. Oh, hold on a minute. I think I have a fart. Hold on. Not very, sorry, that wasn't very good.
Very lady.
But I did send you the MP3 of the bigger one. I hope you play. Anyway, so I went to the doctor. Doctor said, give yourself an enema, and all I'd be able to do is quote. In my head, I think of the Joker saying, "This town needs an enema, and let's start with you, asshole." Honk, honk. That's what my doctor said. So I gave myself 4 enemas, and
Jesus,
all that came out were about 3, like small golf ball sized pieces of shit.
Yeah, because when I played your audio earlier, this is lovely cat lady, if you didn't know, it didn't sound like a lot came out.
And now it's been, I'd say like 14 days, maybe 15 days.
God.
Other than that,
I shit multiple times a day.
Actually had a bowel movement other than gas. So yeah, I don't know. People wanted me to update them, so I'm updating them.
There's a level 80 cat lady colon update for those of you who are on the edge of your seat waiting for such a thing.
Hey, Tim. It's Tyler. I hope you're doing good.
Was until I listened to a 3-minute phone call about level 80 cat lady's shit.
Glad you like the Discord thing. I wanted to...
Yeah, so there's this great website, Freaks. We talked about it on yesterday's Sideshow Exclusive podcast. It's called Discord, and you can find it at discord.org. And it's pretty much like a search engine for Discord servers. It might be a great way to find some really freaky shit for the show. Like, for instance, if you type the word scat in, you'll find a bunch of scat lovers Discord servers. I did that, of course. And one of the first things I found was a Pokemon scat themed Discord. Just people posting pictures of drawings of Pokemon with their blown out assholes pushing out turds of shit. You get bored and you want to check out some weird Discord channels or servers or whatever, go to disboard.org and just do a search for
call
something.
Call in real quick just to see if there are any other freaks that might be interested in wading into the murky depths of the Discord communities. If anybody's interested, message me and I'll set you up with us and a couple other buddies in the Dick Sword that like to go find
spelunking.
Out that stuff. But the real reason I'm calling is that we haven't heard from the Spiral Hamfucker in a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Dennis, okay? Are you out there, buddy?
Still- Spiral Hamfucker, please show yourself. We need to hear from you. Thank you.
Jimmy Voo, Scumhook here, baby. What the fuck, man? You missed one of my voicemails, and you know how I fucking know that? Actually, hang on. Maybe you didn't. Can you look back and see if you missed a voicemail? Because I left a voicemail the other day about fucking Miss May's whining shit, and then you go and play some fucking Euro cunt's voicemail instead of mine. So I just realised maybe you didn't, and maybe it's coming up. But anyway, there's a thing out there from me, and I need to hear myself, Tim. I need you.
Hold on a second. It looks like someone. I played one of the calls here. There were two calls that came in around the same time from the same phone number.
Jimmy Boo, Scumhook here, baby. Just wanted to put your mind, and more importantly, the minds of any freaks who might be a bit concerned about the old Discord. I want to put your minds at rest. You seemed a little bit concerned the other day, Tim, when you played that voicemail from Miss May where he was blubbering on about some bullshit and promising to do whatever the fuck it was and then basically just fucked off. Yes, true, Miss May is no longer in the Dick Sword, but Miss May was also a colossal fucktard and an enormous attention whore. You're like, oh, I was masturbating my penis in my bedroom. The bedroom he shares with his fucking brother. Oh, my brother walked in. Oh, my God, I was so embarrassed. It's like, oh, just fuck off, would you? But that wasn't the biggest thing at all. But yeah, there's nothing to worry about, nothing going on.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been following this, Freaks, but there has been some drama in the DV Discord. Miss May, who I don't have a problem with. You know, she's always been very nice when she calls into the voicemail line and we play some of the stuff that she finds. She likes to find, you know, bizarre music. Apparently, though, she rubs some freaks the wrong way in the Discord and is whiny and needy and bitchy, maybe. I don't know.
Untowardly there. And the Discord really is quite a fucking amazing place, given how easy it is for stuff on the internet to descend into, you know, unparalleled depths of faggotry and autism. The Discord is a pretty lean, mean, self-regulating machine. And I guess it's
so proud of you, freaks.
Due to the fact that we're all...
We do have some mods in there, and I got to give a shout-out to all the Discord mods for keeping everything running. I mean, I have so little to do with the Discord. I set it up and let you freaks run wild, and you guys have not disappointed me.
The first thing that popped into my head was we're all mostly white men, but no, we're all freaks. We all
it's a real utopia over there.
Love DV, and yeah, everyone, pretty much everyone being a white male doesn't hurt either, because, you know, logic and reason prevail and all that sort of shit. But for those who don't conform to the white male mold, there is the cunt bucket, the exclusive pussy posse.
Yeah, there's little sections for just the lady freaks and stuff like that. It's a great place to hang out with other DV, you know, like-minded idiots. There's, what, 1,100 freaks over there in the Discord. Check it out. There's a link on the main navigation bar. All right, enough of the advertising for the Discord. Let's end it right there. That's all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
I don't give a fuck about you black people right now.
Brother Distortion, STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. And I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back to end the week with the Friday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Sassafras.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.